Oh, hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church in Evington, Virginia. I was just practicing my dance moves. You know, a lot of people have their feelings about that, and we're going to share with you from God's Word that everybody ought to have something to rejoice about and something to dance about as they go through this life. But first of all, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for this awesome privilege that we have of sharing your word. We ask that you would speak boldly through us today. And Lord, while people are going through this, people that have been impacted by this coronavirus, we pray for them. We pray for the families who've lost loved ones. We certainly pray for our first responders, our nurses, our medical staff, our doctors. Lord, we pray for our police officers, our firemen, everyone, the rescue teams that we have. Bless them and keep them safe and bless all of their families. We humbly ask in the name of Jesus and that you would bless your word. Help us to proclaim it as the word of truth, that it might be a blessing in the lives of people today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we've all heard the expression, getting your dance moves on. In life, I believe that you have to carry a certain attitude with you. And there are a lot of people that they seem to go through life with this doom and gloom attitude or mindset. They're not really living. I want to read you a passage from the Word of God that shares with you not only about what David did, but what was behind the fact that he danced before the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 12 through 14, and it was told to King David that the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belonged to him because the ark of God was there. So David went and brought the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they had carried the ark of the Lord, they had gone six paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted calves. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen garment. Now imagine that, the king of Israel dancing with all his might before the Lord. And I know a lot of his subjects were saying, what in the world is this? But that shows to you, that demonstrates to you what kind of rejoicing spirit that David had and the kind of rejoicing spirit that we ought to have. To go into the presence of the Lord doesn't mean that we need to go long-faced or that we need to go in with such anxiety or such fear of God that we can't celebrate his goodness. And that's what we want to share with you today, something worth dancing about. You got to make sure that you're picking the right song, because you could dance to the tune of this world, or you could rejoice in the Lord and be thankful for the wonderful things that he has done. Now, I know this subject sparks controversy in a lot of churches, because some people don't believe in dancing, while others think, well, I don't even have church if I don't dance. Now, I want to just share with you that this passage does not endorse, nor does it speak against dancing, but what it introduces is something else. What's the frame of your heart? What kind of heart do you approach God with? How do you approach the Lord? And there are several things that he brings out to this that I call basic truths. First of all, you must express your appreciation for the presence of God. How do you express that? And what David was doing was expressing his appreciation and deep love for God. The second thing that we ought to think about is that God himself is worth celebrating. If you notice, God gave the Israelite days that they would celebrate and recognize the Lord. Now, it's a thing that you do personally to show the presence of God in your life, but then also there are times that we ought to celebrate with other people, sharing with them how good God is, sharing the mercy and the kindness of God toward all of us. And then, as we look at this, we have to be careful because even though David danced before the Lord, it was nothing vulgar about it. It was nothing distasteful about it. He did it before the Lord because he loved God and he wanted to serve God. He girded himself. He adorned the linen garment, which was for the priest. And he put on that upper garment so that he could go in and worship God. Now, the Bible says specifically that he was leaping and twirling. Leaping and twirling. Now, that's pretty aggressive. That's really putting yourself into it because he loved God, which brings us to the last point, and that is, how do you express your love for God? Do you just do it with words, or do you do it with action? I'm not saying that you need to dance, but I am saying that you need to have something within your heart that causes you to rejoice and to be glad. The Bible tells us in Psalms 100 to come before the Lord with singing and with gladness in our heart. Here's the point that we want to share with you. Everyone should have a song in their heart and a reason to rejoice before the Lord. So in that, you need to have at least a dance on the inside. Either you will go through this world with that mindset that God's going to take care of you, or you're going to worry your way through life, and your prayer life will be undeveloped because you really don't have the frame of mind to rejoice in the Lord and in the power of his might. I call it something worth dancing about, something worth dancing about. To have God in your life, you need to make sure that you're rejoicing in him and knowing that God is with you. Now, I personally grew up in a background where our church allowed dancing. It didn't make it a rule that you had to do it, but they allowed it. As a matter of fact, my grandma had this little holy dance called the two-step, and she would get in church when a song was going on. My grandma would pat her foot, but then she'd get up and she'd start to move around and to dance because she recognized what God was doing in her life. Do you have a dance in your life? Or are you going through life very mournful and just trying to make it through each day? I'm not saying that you need to move out and do all of these other things and to twirl as David did, but something on the inside should put a song in your heart if you really love Jesus. I remember one time in our church that we were having homecoming. And on homecoming, the people would come from far and near, and they would gather around at the Spanish Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Scottsburg, Virginia, and they would celebrate the goodness of the Lord. And sure enough, there was one lady that she got out and started dancing in the aisle. Now, I had a cousin of mine that had moved from New York. He decided, well, if she can dance, I'm going to dance. So he got out into the aisle. Now, his was not a holy dance. He was not rejoicing in the Lord. He was just dancing because he liked the music, and somebody was on the floor. And sure enough, he got out, and he started swing dancing with the lady. And all of us in the back of the church, young kids, we would just laugh and have a ball because, man, we'd never seen anything like this. The deacons were over in the corner. They were paralyzed, didn't know what was going on because this little young dude was on the floor dancing with this lady in the holy dance. Well, all of that got shut down by the ushers, and he had to go back to his seat. And I saw my aunt as she started pinching him in the church and mumbling something under her breath, and he hung his head and said, all I wanted to do was dance. You know, your attitude in life can be all you want to do is to have some good days and to dance. So what's happened to your dance? What's happened to your relationship with God? What's happened to your attitude? Do you come before God with this attitude, well, I got to do this, I got to pray, or I got to go through this routine, I got to go through this religion? Is that the way you're going to go through life? Or will you get your dance on? Will you have some rejoicing in your heart as you serve God and as you try to honor him? So as we ask this question, what is it that causes you to dance? Now, if it's not the Lord, if it's not God that's bringing that level of joy in your heart, you've got two problems. Problem number one, you don't realize all that God is doing in your life. If you don't have that attitude of rejoicing, you don't fully understand all that God is doing in your life. But then the second problem If you do understand, if you do recognize that the Lord is doing this thing, you got a second problem where you don't appreciate it or you treat it lightly. There was this woman in the Bible that Jesus had been invited to this religious leader's house. And when he came in, the religious leader just had him over just to find out what Jesus was all about. He didn't appreciate who Jesus was. But while they were there, this woman came in and poured on his feet. The perfume and the aroma began to fill the house. And then she wept, and as she wept at his feet, she dried his feet with her hair. And this religious leader began to look at the woman and condemn Jesus and say, well, if you knew who this woman was, you'd push her away from you. And Jesus, knowing what was on his mind, watch this, knowing what was on his mind, not pushing the woman back, Jesus said this. He said, now, to whom is forgiven much, they're going to rejoice much. But to whom is forgiven just a little bit, they're going to rejoice just a little bit. He was willing to invite Jesus in, but he didn't have that rejoicing spirit over the presence of Jesus where this woman fully appreciated who he was. Where's your dance? What happened to your attitude? Now, I can help you with the problem where you don't realize all that God is doing, because I can tell you that the Lord is your shepherd. I can tell you that he's your protector and your provider. He's your power and your promise keeper. I can share those things with you to increase your level of awareness. But I cannot make you dance. I can't make you rejoice over knowing these things. That has to come from the inside. You got to have something on the inside that tells you that God is real, that he's your rock, that he's your righteousness, that he is your riches and your rewarder, and that he's your redeemer. You got to have that knowledge on the inside, and you must appreciate who God is. All of the time, my wife will often ask me, do you love me? Now, she knows that I love her, but what she's wanting me to do is to express it and to rejoice and to let her know how I feel. Now, what is it about God? Do you think he wants to hear from us our love and affection? Or do you think he's just content with, okay, bring me what you want and just fill out your request and I'll make sure that it happens? Is that the way our relationship would be in our life? Or do we, like David, get to dancing, get to moving, get to praising God because you know that God is real? Now, let me tell you something. This was not easy for David. Earlier, they had tried to get the same Ark of the Covenant of God, which was made by Moses in the wilderness as a representation of the presence of God. It covered with the angels over it, and that Ark meant something to David. He wanted to get it into the city of David or where he lived. He wanted to bring it into his life. They tried one time, but they did not seek God. And as a result of doing things their way, the Bible says that one of the servants by the name of Uzzah, one of the Levites, was struck dead. Struck dead. And David feared the Lord. And he sent their ark over to the house of Obed-Edom, another one of the Levites. Well, let's put it over there because I don't know what to do with it. And the Bible said that while that ark was over at the house of Obed-Edom, God began to bless the house of Obed-Edom because they feared God. They wanted to rejoice in God, and the Lord was blessing them. And David observed, it was brought to him and said, look, God is blessing the house of Obed-Edom. You want it to be in your house, so you need to make sure that you follow God's instructions. And that's exactly what they did. The Bible said that they inquired of the Lord, and they asked God, how do we bring this ark into the city of David? And when they inquired of the Lord that it should be carried on the shoulders of the priest, that's how they went about it. But David said, look, we don't just want to do this normally. We want to get the musicians out. We want to make sure that we're rejoicing because God has brought Israel a mighty long way. God had blessed them to be a nation, and they enjoyed the goodness of the Lord. You know, when we get our dance on before the Lord, we need to think about how much he's done for us. We need to think about how far he's brought us As a matter of fact, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, it says to making melody in your heart before the Lord, to sing these songs and rejoicing and to worship God and to make melody in our heart to the Lord. Is that you? Or is your life described as this desperate person trying to make it through life, trying to demand that God bless you and that God would keep you? Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the way your relationship should be. You should have a rejoicing attitude. You don't need to do the latest dance, but you do need to show your thanks and your love to God. I want to give you four exciting principles as to how you can do this. Number one, you've got to respond to life in a positive way. And when you know that God is in your life, you can respond to life in a positive way. And that could be at no better time than right now. There are a lot of people who have turned negative because of their environment. There are a lot of people, if you look at their eyes, they're either filled with hate or their eyes are filled with confusion or fear. It seems like they've lost all hope. But let me stop for a minute. You've not lost God. You've not lost him. He's right there. And he wants to be involved and engaged in your life. So you got to respond to life in a positive way. Why? Because you know you're redeemed. But second thing, you got to remember God's mercy always. The Bible declares in Psalms that his mercy endures forever. You're never going to run out of mercy. You're never going to run out of grace. Now, you can ignore it or you can acknowledge it. And that's exactly what David did. He got his dance on. But then the third thing, to recognize God's authority over your life. Not only respond to life in a positive way. There are a lot of people that have positive thinking. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about acknowledging and recognizing God as the authority over your life. Here's what David did. He took off his robe as a king and put on that garment as a worshiper. And he said, God, if it hadn't been for you, I would not be here today. If it hadn't been for your goodness and mercy, I could not go through this thing of what I call life. And then lastly, we want to bring out how that we can rejoice always. You hear what I said? Rejoice always. Corona in our society, rejoice. Bad problems in our society, rejoice. You should never stop rejoicing because of those things. Yes, pray about them, but also rejoice in the Lord because you know that the final answer, the way that things will finally end up, is that God will, he will come and establish his full authority over this earth. And it's just a matter of time. He's warned us that these things will happen, and when they do happen, he said, don't be alarmed. Don't be upset. Look unto me and rejoice. So how do we do that? Well, let's look at it very carefully. The Bible said, now David is bringing back this ark. They go six paces. And after they'd gone six paces, they begin to sacrifice oxen and fatted calf before the Lord. But that's not all that David did. Because he had a positive attitude toward God and the music started playing, your song in the Lord is going to play one day in your life. As a matter of fact, it might be Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. If that's the song, or blessed be the name of the Lord, whatever it takes for you to get that positive attitude, get out of the dungeon of life. And even if you are in a dungeon of life, you can still sing. You can still rejoice in your heart before the Lord. Look at it this way. Either you'll respond to life negatively and become the outcome, at least in your attitude, of what you're facing, or you can say, the Lord will make a way somehow when beneath the cross I bow. Where is your attitude? And when you've got that dancing attitude, when you've got that move in your spirit that you know that God is leading you, you can leap and jump and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. But then also, undoubtedly, David remembered what God had done for him. He remembered those times that he was on the run and trying to find his life or trying to make sure that he was escaping for his life. But then he recognized, I didn't protect myself. It was God who was my refuge. He remembered the goodness of the Lord. He remembered that time that he stood against Goliath. He remembered how God was with him on the battlefield. He remembered how the Lord had led him from victory unto victory. And even in times of distress, he remembered how good God was. And undoubtedly, you can look back over your life and remember how far the Lord has brought you from. As a matter of fact, when I look back over my life and I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Don't ever let anyone in life cause you to forget how good the Lord has been to you. This brings us to our third point as we prepare to close this message. Recognize God's authority. Why do you do that, preacher? You recognize God's authority because there are always going to be people who don't understand your rejoicing. They don't understand your dance, and they will get back and they'll try to criticize you. As a matter of fact, Michal, David's wife, looked out her window and saw him dancing. Here's the king of Israel, her husband. He's dancing and he's leaping and he's enjoying the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. There are people who are not going to understand your joy. Now, here's the point. You can keep looking at them and adjust your dance based on their opinion, or you can keep looking to God and rejoicing in him. Now, if God didn't shut David down, no one else should have been able to do that. As a matter of fact, when the comment was made to David by Michal, he said, listen, you don't know what God has done for me. As a matter of fact, he kept me all those times and has now placed me in the room where your father was king. The Lord saw fit to make me king, and I'm not going to back down on my praise now. I'm not going to refuse to give God praise. So he kept on dancing. He kept on dancing. And you need to keep on dancing. Dance your way through life. Why should you go through life always mourning and looking for opportunities to weep rather than looking for opportunities to leap for joy? And I want to tell you something. In your daily bread that God gives you every day and his authority over you, he said he will provide for you. He will make a way for you. And even though you had to go through some storms, I'm acknowledging that. Some of you may be going through some right now, but do you not know that God still gives you a song in your heart? He still leads you and he guides you. Recognize his authority. And when you do that, it'll make you want to dance. This brings us to our last point, and that is that we should always rejoice in God. Always rejoice in God. This wasn't the first time that David had danced before the Lord. Other people just didn't see it. He'd probably dance when the Lord brought him through a battle. He'd probably dance when the Lord saved him and rescued him from danger. He'd probably dance a lot of times in his life. If you've ever been sick and the Lord blesses you to get back up, it's just good to kind of move your feet. It's just good to really get into the fact that God is alive and that God is blessing in your life. Some people have this opinion of God that he's in heaven just waiting to zap us and to destroy us. What if he wanted to do that? He would have done that before you woke up this morning. If God wanted to destroy you, why in the world would he allow you to see another day if it were not for the fact that you are to rejoice in the Lord? And Jesus gave us this key in Matthew 5 and 12. He didn't just say rejoice when things are going good. When they despise you, and when they reject you, here's what Jesus said, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Not just for what you're going through right now, but Jesus went on to say, for your reward is great in heaven. You see, I rejoice and I dance because I know my destiny. No one else has the authority over my destiny but God. Now, God allows a bunch of things that I don't understand, and a lot of them I don't even agree with, but I trust God. I know that somehow through this, if I can keep the right frame of mind, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have joy in my heart, and I'm going to have fulfillment when God reveals his complete plan. So why do I rejoice? I rejoice because I know God. I rejoice because he never failed. I rejoice because he's the mighty creator, and he's the sustainer of the universe. But I rejoice because Jesus is the man of sorrow who died on the cross for your sin and my sin so that I could have a right to come before God. Now, if I have a right to come before God, I'd much rather come in his presence with a rejoicing attitude rather than a complaining one. Let us rejoice in the Lord. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always and be exceeding glad. We rejoice, and again I say, to rejoice. When you rejoice in God and when you dance before the Lord, that means that your mind is above your situation. Let the music of heaven fill your soul and let God give you that exceeding joy that causes you to dance. No one, nothing in this world has the right to steal your joy. Your joy is in the Lord your God. So keep on dancing. And this is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church of Evington, Virginia. And we'll see you next week. And as a matter of fact, visit us online, crossroadbc.com. You'll have sermons. You'll have ways that you can read the material, listen, watch videos, listen to the audio messages, and also an opportunity to give. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.